Anita's Grill sits on Tulane Avenue, directly across from a massive construction site. While it once served up liver and onions, pork chops, and their signature pancakes 24 hours a day, construction on the LSU and VA hospitals led Anita's to a temporary 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. schedule. But those abbreviated hours offered a different type of opportunity. It allowed Anita's to be one of the main sets for the King of Herrings, a selection in this year's New Orleans Film Fest. We sat down in a booth at Anita's with actors David Jensen and Joe Crest after closing time, the same time the crew came and shot many scenes of the film.
It has to do with a socioeconomic class that no one else talks about.
That's Jensen, who plays Gat, one of the movie's four main characters, whose daily struggles for respect, affection, a few bucks, and a cheap thrill generate the bulk of the film's story.
They hang out here in Anita's. They drink coffee. They're not family guys.
And they, you know, fantasize about and actually try to screw each other's wives. But they would put it a different way.
That's Crest, who plays the professor, a scholarly magazine salesman who tries to find unique ways to mix his business with pleasure.
It's like the only thing they have is their machismo. You know, they don't have the means to do anything really except have coffee and talk and dream.
Like in this scene, where Gat has coffee at Anita's with a combustible ditch, played by the movie's writer and director, Eddie Jemison, and laments a recent encounter with a certain redhead.
Look, I am what I am. That's that.
I wear these clothes. I like rum and cokes. I mean, that's...
What?
Me? A big horse, some money, a girl looks at me, I'm off. A wife. The apartment, I'm in some car headed west.
Get out.
Yeah, let her hair catch the wind. I'm not even looking in the rearview mirror.
Oh, you don't even have a car.
Jemison is a veteran actor of film and television, including the role of tech-savvy Livingston Dell in Ocean's 11 through 13. He met Crest and Jensen, as well as John Meese, who plays Augie in the film, 25 years ago at LSU's MFA acting program, studying under their mentor, the late theater professor John Dennis. Wayne Perret plays the throat cancer surviving Leon, who speaks through an electrolarynx, which sounds like this.
I'm getting fat.
No, you look good. You look slender.
Should we leave?
He befriended the crew as an LSU undergrad, and while the five pursued their acting careers in Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, and New Orleans, collectively racking up hundreds of different roles.
John has been the glue that are the point of which, you know, we all still connect.
Jemison had originally written Herrings as a play that he wanted Dennis to direct. Unfortunately, Dennis's poor health forced him to reluctantly back out of the project.
As he became more fragile, you know, I said to Eddie, I said, well, what do you think about shooting it as a movie?
Crest was on board.
We never would have come together if not for him. You know, I mean, we did it for him, and he got us all together. And because we were there, it's like, well, you know, we bought the tickets, we're here, you know, I mean, let's do this.
While The King of Herrings is set in New Orleans, it doesn't feel the need to constantly remind the viewer that they're in the Big Easy.
We shot in here, and, you know, there might be a little Saint stuff in the vague background, but, you know, we're not peeling crawfish and drinking a beta.
And it's so proud of it, yeah. There's no gumbo in your face or anything like that.
Still, the experience of filming in the Crescent City proved to be a moving experience, particularly for Jensen.
When you grow up in New Orleans and you feel like wherever you are in the city is home, when you've ridden your bicycle on every street, it's a different comfort level, you know, when to know everywhere you're going to be on the call sheet. We're going to be at Children's Hospital on Henry Clay, you know, or we're going to be wherever, Michoud. It's great.
Down the road, the guys will be taking The King of Herrings back to its roots, performing it as a play in Los Angeles. They're also looking forward to filming Jemison's next screenplay, The Affair, which centers on the BP oil spill. So look out for The King of Herrings next month. And if you get to Anita's, they say the pancakes are their pride and joy. For WWNO, I'm Brian Friedman.